Perfect. All right, folks, good afternoon. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. We're meeting in the 12th floor of the Capitol today for a work session on case numbers. It's actually three cases, case number PU10657, PU1155, and PU11557. It's a follow-on to the raid case and a variety of other things that we worked out with Xcel Energy, and this one is actually on a little more detailed work session on Xcel Energy's proposed reliability performance plan. We had a hearing on this a while back. This is the first chance the staff has got to get together and talk about it with the commissioners. And the purpose of a work session is just for the staff to talk about it ourselves and get the input. So I won't anticipate any interaction with anybody else that are at this table. But with that, I'll go around the table and let everybody announce themselves who's here. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk and Bonnie.
Commissioner Bonnie Fetch.
Jerry Lane here.
Jerry from staff.
Patrick Fawn, Commission staff.
Ilana Jeffcoat-Sacco, Commission staff.
All right, thank you very much. Bonnie, this is in your portfolio, actually, so I didn't know if you had any opening comments before. Maybe we'll just open it up for just general discussion.
My understanding is we're going to follow up on our formal hearing from the other day, and there was some discussion at the end of that formal hearing about whether, whether...
Sorry, thank you. Start over. All right. We had a formal hearing on this the other day, and my understanding at the end of that formal hearing was
someone has entered the conference.
The company and PSC staff may be having some further discussions. We're very close on this reliability proposal, very close to having, I think, a meeting of the minds on it. There's staff advocacy recommends strengthening the time by 2 minutes, and that's still kind of a point of contention. I don't know whether staff and the company have discussed this any further, but my understanding, Chairman, is that we might even make a decision on this today, or we may wait for further information, whatever. So I'm interested to know whether there has been any further discussion, or if there's any further information for us to consider.
Okay, sounds good. I would share all your thoughts, I guess. Everything Bonnie said, I agree with, to the point of I think it was pretty clear hearing. The difference of 2 minutes was pretty big. But what I'm interested in is just Ilana, maybe help me out here first, but the protocol, if we choose to accept this proposal, we just move that and two of us vote for it and we're done, right?
That's correct. Or if you choose to deny it.
Okay. Now, do we have the case like choice like in a raid case where we can modify this to some different standard and then basically move forward on that?
Commissioner, yes. I think if you were to reach a decision and draft an order, either reach it here or propose one of you, like Commissioner Fetch, proposed an order that could say, well, I think everything that was proposed is great except such and such. I'd like that to be stricter, or I'd like a different type of consumer credit or something. You can write an order that's like that, and the people that are bound by that order can follow it or ask you to please reconsider.
I was wondering if this is a little bit different, because I've not seen something like this before where it's kind of a follow-on to the rate case. It's a proposal, but I guess it has the same effect, if you will, in the protocol.
And I guess you could also informally, not in an order, but you could write back to them, you could call them in for a meeting and say, we're all thinking this is okay, but we'd like to see something different with such and such. I think you can take any track that you are comfortable with, and staff would just help you formulate that when you tell us what it is.
Okay, perfect. Kevin, we're just doing opening comments. Did you have any that you wanted to throw out to the group?
Well, I'll wait. I'll
listening a little bit on the discussion, I did read the material, listen to a little bit of the discussion, and what my gut sort of tells me is that I don't want to do something sort of arbitrary, and I sense a little of that maybe happening, and especially in light of the fact that I don't think there's been a filing, has there, for the next rate case? We expect a rate increase, a rate case filed sooner. We have a rate case, or we have a rate increase that we approved. We have this process.
Which is one of the conditions of the rate case.
Right, that they filed this. But I worry a little bit about the arbitrary nature of an order that is an addendum as opposed to, a full case. I sense that's what you maybe were talking about.
Well, that's exactly what I'm trying to figure out, the protocol of we hit with the rate cases, quote, quote, decided. And it's decided. Right. But one of the provisions was the company filed this by the end of this year. Right. So they filed it. Right. And now can we accept or reject it? Can we modify it? And I believe what I just heard was we pretty much can do what we want with it. Yeah. And so that's kind of where we're at.
Well, when I hear that, I think you're technically right. But again, avoiding an arbitrary or arbitrary and capricious conclusion that's not adequately evidenced,
supported. Commissioners, you also, there was some talk during the hearing about how long does this have to go for, and Mike had testimony, and maybe NSP also, about the value of at least a certain amount of time. To give it time to work.
About, does this, right. Does this go, and it would be my understanding, based on their answers back, was till the next rate case is filed.
Right. I was going to say the anything you do could be could have an end date, a sunset, as we would call it, on it,
right.
And then be reexamined. You could even specifically say, and this should be reexamined. Okay. This kind of data is what we want to see to reexamine it, whatever.
Well,
so there's flexibility.
Maybe I'll just throw out where I'm at right now to start the discussion and get Pat and Jerry's and fellow commissioners' thoughts is that, I appreciated NSP's their number, but I really kind of tend to go more with the advocacy staff's number based on the argument that, based on the rate case, these IntelliSwitches are in place, there's a new engineer in place, there's a whole bunch of new things in place. And so you would assume that makes the reliability better. So I think that we not assume that was the testimony, that it'll make it better. So then, a natural tendency to be lower, I think, it would tend to be more advocacy staff go that way. Now, does that mean I would, if we move it down 1 minute, and that's the part where, how do we get to that, what's the right number based on just pulling something out of thin air? Because they got testimony that's pretty adequate on both sides, I think. So that's what I'd be interested in, Pat's or Jerry's thoughts on, because you had a lot of questions on that too.
Well, this is Pat Fahn. If I remember correctly at the hearing, you had advocacy staff with their number, you had the company with their number, and then there was some talk about how if they got together, they might be able to come up with something in between. So I don't think you have anything in the record to point to something in between at this point. You just have the two positions.
But there was nothing else that I heard in the hearing from either side that I disagreed with. I thought that the company laid it out very well. Advocacy staff appeared. They agreed on most everything. It's just that point. So it's trying to figure out the next step forward, I guess. Jerry's smiling over there. Jerry's got a thought.
I guess it's up to you to just decide on whether or not to give them the 2 minutes or not on it.
The company
obviously doesn't want it to go down that low. Staff does. It seems to me that the thing to really get out of here is for them to come to a settlement, or frankly, I guess I shouldn't say it, but give them the 2 minutes.
I have a question. Alana, did you say that, Pat, you're sort of saying we have to do one of two things, either the company we adopt what the company proposed, or we adopt what the advocacy staff proposed. But there isn't anything in the record that would allow us to make any determination in between. Is that what you were basically saying?
I'm thinking there is, I'm trying to recall, but I don't recall anything that would quantify something in between. There were perhaps some other things that weren't considered in the quantifying numbers that they provided, but I think they would have to talk about that and try to quantify those for the commission if you wanted something in between.
Can I ask if, I mean, is there anything wrong with the commission deciding on its own how to handle it and just give something in between, split the difference?
That was going to be my next question.
Well, okay, and I'm the one that's always obsessed about, is there evidence in the record? But you have to think back to how the two numbers were arrived at, okay, in the record.
Right.
And you may or may not, you commissioners may or may not agree with how the two numbers were arrived at. And we should, you know, if we're going to go through that, we should probably pull some of that specific information and try to work it through specifically. You did have Mike testifying about it being an art, not a science, totally. And, you know, I'd like to, you know, to stretch it a bit. I'd like to give them something to strive for. Okay, so if you buy that theory of how to pick a number, you might be able to say, well, I could make them strive, but just not quite as far as Mike testified. I mean, that would be the same basis that you have for the Mike testimony. I don't mean to be making.
You're making a great funny point. No, it's very funny.
But we would go back to, we would have to take a little time and go back to the actual basis for how the two numbers were arrived at, because there is some art in those two numbers. I think you have enough flexibility to use the same kind of art in, I mean, I don't think that Mike was holding himself out as an expert in reliability standards, safety standard numbers, and I don't really think that the company was either. I mean, they had a way they figured the number, and Mike had a way to make it a little harder to reach. So I didn't really answer your question. I think it's possible there's some room there.
Okay, as I, one of the questions that I asked Mike about, you know, his how he came up with the why 2 minutes, et cetera, it wasn't clear that that was based on anything scientific, et cetera. It was simply because that's what he thought.
Right, that's kind of what I recall.
Okay, something to that effect.
Something to that
effect. I guess if we're held to the testimony in the record, I would be compelled then to recommend we go with an order adopting what the company proposed. And not go with something just because.
Because it's more supported, is what you're saying, if I understand.
Right, exactly. So, I don't know.
How would you deal with the company's their data? Let's say we don't disagree with it, but during the rate case, these new devices were put into place to make it more reliable. So, by giving them a standard which they could easily meet, we've done nothing to drive them. Because that's where I'm really hung up at right now, is that the company is just now putting in the IntelliSwitches. I don't know if they're all complete yet. They've hired the engineer. They've made a good investment in the system. And so their numbers are showing are based on previous system reliability. So why wouldn't you tighten it down a little bit?
A little bit. I was hoping we could do something in between, but
I think we can.
And I think it would take a little homework, like Pat and I, to sit down with the record and see.
I suspect if you went back to advocacy staff, they could quantify in a little more detail, if you'd want it, how they got to those numbers.
The other possibility, as I hear Commissioner Calk saying, is saying to the company, nice plan, but I don't see here anything to I don't see anything to strive for. I don't see a challenge, so I'm not going to accept it. Come back to me with something to strive for, quantified.
That's exactly. I
you don't have to give it to staff to do, though. I mean, you can give it to the company to do.
Well, could we do it like this? Is that I'm prepared to work with Pat to develop an order that if the two sides don't come into something beforehand, to put that order forward on a meeting. I'm prepared to do that. If my colleagues didn't have any particular thoughts other than what we've talked about now.
Well, yeah, assuming that there's adequate homework to support the order, I mean, you know, maybe it's there and you can. I mean, let's face it, we can do anything we want as long as nobody, you know, challenges it. I don't know that we want to, you know, go to that standard, but we can do it, you know. But oftentimes, a negotiation that leads to a settlement could be argued to be arbitrary, right? It's just that the record then has a settlement in it that, you know, right. It's just right. Not us being arbitrary necessarily. So that's not the right word because you hope there's a lot of work that gets to that middle ground. But at any rate, so it's not like it's foreign turf necessarily. Just we have people, and I agree, want to have a good, solid record in which to build a compromise.
Right. And, you know, there was discussion or testimony about having something to strive for but not putting it out of reach. You know, making it too hard so that it's compromises profitability or an ability to be profitable. We don't want to push a company so that they're. I think that came through your testimony.
No, I think it was your question
about at what point is it too much and then. You know, a company, it's no longer profitable for them to do business, and so now they're out of business, and whose best interest is that in?
You don't want someone to fail. I mean, that's not the point of
exactly
good performance.
Yeah. Commissioner, Chairman, I'm just a point of order, I guess, or protocol. Since it's my portfolio, would I be the one to prepare an order, or it matter?
Well, typically, any commissioner can prepare their own draft order.
Okay.
But oftentimes the portfolio holder will do that. And then if one of the other commissioners disagrees, they'll perform their put together their own order.
Okay.
So
sure.
Yeah, exactly. So but absolutely if you were interested in pursuing that as a portfolio holder, I'd be happy to follow through with that. I just want us to move forward on this. Unless, I mean, because what it comes down to, I don't think we have two of us agreeing on anything right here today.
Well, no.
Well, I think we can.
The parties have a month or something from.
We gave them a time frame.
A time frame from this work session that I don't recall. But do you?
So, where are you falling out now?
I was just thinking about one of the pieces I recall was the 50, wasn't there a $50, I hate to call it a penalty. But
the customer credit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That to me seemed like a pretty phenomenal incentive to not go wrong. You know what I'm saying? I mean, on the one hand, I appreciate what Brian's saying about all this investment has been made, not largely, almost exclusively at our urging, right, to create a more reliable system in the Fargo area. And so consequently, that ought to be accounted for in determining reliability standards. They ought to be higher because they've made the investment. On the other hand, I was rather struck by the $50 customer credit as a pretty strong incentive to not, to be reliable. So, I suppose we could argue what the standard ought to be, but I thought the penalty, if you will, was more than a little compelling, for what it's worth. I don't recall anything quite that severe in past cases, but I don't remember everything. It's been a while since we've had PBR too, so.
Yeah. Now the 2 minutes at this point, all it does is decide when they'll get a little extra return, right?
Yes.
Right. That's the other.
I mean, they're not going to go bankrupt if they don't get their extra return.
No, I think. I'm not real concerned about bankruptcy, actually, because they'll come to us before that happens, right? I'm pretty sure.
They'll be here. Yeah.
Somebody will. Yeah. Somebody will be here.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they're, but. But nonetheless, the concept is appropriate.
Well, I have an idea of what I would like to do, so I'm going to pursue that. Work, yeah. If you want to as well, because I think you have some pretty definite idea.
I think it would be, if you could prepare a draft order and then we got to a point where you wanted to present it to the other commissioners, I think that would be fair to...
In another work session.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Because I think that the background that we either one of us would do would be the same. It's just getting to whatever that number might be that we might have some differences.
In the meantime, the parties are listening.
Yep.
Yeah, and they may feel free to pursue the other avenue, which is to talk. And, you know, it's sort of, here's the end game, whoever gets there first. Mm-hmm. Either the commission, we're not going to wait. We are going to pursue this. We are going to take action. In the meantime, you know, as we said, you know, staff and, I mean, the company is free to discuss this. And if you can come to a settlement, great. Those are my thoughts.
Fair enough. Kevin, did you have any other thoughts?
No. That's...
Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's put a work session on for the next meeting. And if we
can bring my calendar.
Schedule it?
Well, we'll schedule
we'll schedule the next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, and then after that, I guess what I would say is after that next work session, we'll propose an order. And we'll figure, so we'll take whatever draft that you might have, and we'll have something in front of us that we could be a little more supportive on a number in the middle, perhaps. And then we'll decide and move forward. Because then we can vote pretty quickly after that. Okay.
I like
anything
it.
Else, Kevin?
That's good.
Commissioner Fetch, Bonnie?
That's all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you once again, this is Commissioner Kalk. We'll close the work session on case numbers PU 10657, PU 1155, and PU 11557. Thank you.